The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Someone else who took to the gym was Mark Matthews, when he decided to turn over a new leaf and engage a personal trainer.
I'm Mark Matthews. I'm 35 from Cardiff. I'm totally blind, which the cause of that is a rare genetic condition called Nari syndrome. And I've been totally blind from birth. At the end of 2013, I was, when we say grossly overweight, I was suffering from depression, and I really thought I had to do something about this. And I recall seeing on Facebook somebody who was, somebody who I was at school with. I noticed that he was a personal trainer. So I thought, if I contacted him and tried to make some adjustments to my life, and training, I thought would be a definite benefit on the physical and mental well-being. We discussed my goals, which were at the time to lose weight, and then we start the program. And so far, it's gone really well. I wouldn't say we have any set goals. It's to become, generally fitter physically and from an emotional point of view. One thing I will say, though, is that I started off, I think when I first went, I was around 17 stone, and now I'm 15. So, 2 stone over the last 3 years, I think, is quite an achievement. I think the key to training is constantly keeping one's body tested, so you never do the same program because your body will become accustomed to it and it'll, no longer become challenging. So it could vary from weight to a CV, cardiovascular, i.e. that's treadmill, rower, just plain body weight exercises. And I suppose the rule of thumb is to never make one session the same. You always want to keep the body tested. If I can, keep on heading in the direction that I'm heading in terms of my personal fitness, being able to, maintain the commitment of going at least twice or sometimes even 3 times a week, I suppose, keep on heading in the direction that we're heading in. I don't think it's possible to overemphasize how much better I feel from an emotional point of view, and also the physical, and obviously people comment that I look fitter. I think the satisfaction that one feels after completing a 45-minute workout, it's really hard to put into words. The fact that you've achieved something, and perhaps if you've managed to meet that goal, it really is hard to put into words.
An impressive undertaking there, and losing 2 stone is no mean feat. Well done, Mark, for keeping it up.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.